Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest is Fred Golder, author of Reaching Common Ground. Fred, a pleasure to have you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
I am really glad to be here, and I really appreciate the work you do for your listeners. You teach them things that they need to know. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was a trial lawyer, and then I became someone to resolve disputes peacefully. And that's sort of what caught me to do Reaching Common Ground.
You told us a little bit of a story before we came on, but go a little bit deeper. So you worked with people for a long time in a, you know, sort of an adversarial relationship, right? Litigation is all about two sides.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Jonathan. I realized I tried cases for a living, and I did that for quite a long time, and realized that this was not very productive. The employers lose, the employees lose. It was a lose-lose situation. And then about 25 or 30 years ago, I had an epiphany and decided there's a much better way of resolving conflicts. And that's through people getting to learn about each other. And so I spent, I'd say, 5 or 6 years of research because I wanted to know why some people were easy to get along with, some people almost impossible. I wanted to understand the differences. I wanted to understand why some disputes were easy and some were difficult. And so the research has led me to the answers, and it's based on science, biology, genetics, psychology, personality, motivation, all of those things that make us who we are, and we are all unique. And we talked about that a little bit, Jonathan. We are formed by our genes and by our environment. We have no control over our genes. We have a mother and a father, and they create us. They create an environment for us. We have no control over our environment, particularly in the years that count most, when we're young, when we're
the formative years, that foundation is around us. Right.
Exactly right. And those things we have really virtually no control over. And what happens is we become unique. And we each one of us in this planet, there's what, over 7 billion people, there aren't two people on the planet that are exactly the same. But one of the things, that we have in common, we all have needs, and we have to fulfill those needs, and we have different ways of fulfilling those needs. And this is the book about Reaching Common Ground is to basically change confrontation into cooperation, into collaboration. And we can do that when we stop making judgments. And we do that all the time. We're always making judgments. We're always making assumptions. For example, if you happen to be an anti-Trump person, if you say anything positive about Trump, you must be a complete idiot, and you're perhaps even worse than that. And you make judgments, and they're not necessarily accurate. We have to stop making judgments. We have to stop making assumptions, and we have to start listening. In other words, let's not denigrate people we disagree with. Let's learn to listen. And when we learn to listen, when we listen to them, we understand them. We understand them. We can really find or reach common ground, which is really what my book is about.
So, you know, it's fascinating because you talk about listening, obviously, and we all form opinions based on our experiences. So you just talked about, you know, that the genetics, the environment, and the experiences equal my predisposition to think one way or another. But I think what I'm hearing you say, I think, is, but we can control the ability to stop and listen to the other side and to listen to what they have to say, even though their experiences and background might be different than mine. And I wonder whether there's another element to it, which is this sort of encampment that happens and this belief that if I'm right, you're wrong, you know, the old zero-sum game. And the world doesn't work that way. I think we all have to come to realization that the truth is always somewhere in the middle, between two parties.
Well, the thing is this, Jonathan, you really have to stop and realize this. You have an opinion. There's nothing I can do that's going to change your opinion. And that's kind of liberating, because once I realize I can't change your opinion, but what I can do is I can listen to you, I can understand you. And if I understand you better, I am then in a better position of finding some common ground, of reaching common ground with you about some conflict that we have, some differences that we have. I can work with you if I understand you better. But if I make judgments, I'm not going to get there. So what I really have to do is, okay, I'm not going to make a judgment about Jonathan Friedman. He has an opinion. I'm going to find out what's the basis of the opinion. I can have a conversation with him. We have to learn to talk to each other, not at each other. And my book explains how to do that.
That's what I was going to ask. So is that, tell us, the book walks you through how to do that, because I would imagine in your professional life as a mediator, you're that impartial third party that's listening to the facts and you're bringing the commonality to people. But I would imagine when you have two parties talking amongst themselves, it's much more difficult to identify what the common ground is, because we come with our preconceived notions. So Does your book help us to get through that?
Okay, exactly right. So the book starts out, I talk about the sources of conflict. Where do these conflicts come from? What are the sources of the conflict? Well, there's genetic issues, there's environmental issues, there's issues regarding gender, there's issues regarding skin color, there's issues regarding religion, culture, core values. All of those things create differences. So those are sources of the conflict. Then I describe the different types of conflicts that people get into: neighborhood conflicts, school conflicts, marital relationship conflicts, business conflicts, all the conflicts that people usually get involved in their lifetime. We have conflicts every single day. And then finally, the last part of the book, I talk about solutions, and I explain what the solutions are. I explain that one of the most important things you can do in resolving conflicts is to listen with an open mind, not necessarily make any judgments, but listen, make observations, and then have the conversation. And it's what I call, and some people call it nonviolent communication. Other people call it learning conversations. I like to call it a learning conversation, because when I meet someone I don't know, I consider this an opportunity for me to learn something. And as long as I keep an open mind, I can learn. If my mind is closed to other people's ideas, I'm never going to get anywhere. And I tell you something else, Jonathan. If one thing this pandemic should have taught the world is we're interdependent, and everybody in this planet really matters. We all matter. I mean, look. If we don't have the people who pick our crops, the farmers who grow our crops, I mean, I have such a greater appreciation for all the people in my universe that make my life easier. And without them, we can't function. So who's more important? The grocery store clerk who bags my groceries, or the guy in Congress?
Absolutely. No, really, really fascinating. You bring to light, you know, that recognition that, you know, we're all in this together, and it's called the supply chain for a reason. One broken link in the chain, it doesn't work for everybody. And we saw that early on, where, you know, supply and our food supply, you know, who's to think in the most progressive country in the world, we've got issues with food supply. Well, clearly we do. Now we've got supply chain issues with regards. So again, every piece has to function, and they're all interdependent. It sounds like that's what your book is about, is saying, hey, we all have to work together, and we have to see one another's perspectives. It's fascinating to me, Fred. I could think of about 600 or so people that should be reading your book right now, on two sides of the aisle, that can listen to one another and perhaps come together for the common good. So your book is very timely in that regard.
I had no idea how timely it was, but you're right. You're absolutely right. It couldn't be more timely.
It should be a required reading on every member of Congress and Senate, the Senate, to make sure that they read it, so that they understand that it's for the benefit of everybody, not one side or the other.
I could not agree with you more. We really do need to get to understanding each other better and finding some common ground.
Really sounds like you, some fascinating stuff, not only taking your professional life and your experiences and what you did professionally, but also becoming a social scientist and doing a lot of the research behind why we think the way we do and how we can come together better. Our guest is Fred Golder, his book, Reaching Common Ground. Fred, if people want to pick up a copy of your book, what's the best way for them to get it?
You can buy it anywhere. It's local bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere you can buy a book, you can buy this book. And I have it in hardcover for libraries. I have it for soft cover for most everybody, or it's also an ebook. So you can buy it in any one of those three versions.
Excellent. And we're going to stand behind you here on Radio Entrepreneurs and tell people to go out and get a copy, because it sounds like not only is it great guidance and great advice, and it's incredibly timely given the turmoil that we're all facing and the toxic environments that exist in the public realm.
Jonathan, you read the book, you're going to get a much greater appreciation of the difference of people. You're going to learn about appreciation. You're going to value people more. It will help. It will really help what's going on right now, that this divisiveness, it's not necessary. The violence is not necessary. We can satisfy our needs without violating other people's rights.
Excellent, Fred. I assume you're willing to partake in discussions about the book. If people want to reach out to you or people want to talk about it, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Jonathan, I'm glad to talk to anybody. I do have a website, Golder Resolutions, golderresolutions.com. And if you want to email me, fred@golderresolutions.com, and I'm glad to talk to anyone. I'm very fortunate. I had a great career. I have a great career. And I'm now really trying to share the knowledge that I've gained over the years to help people evolve to a better way of communicating and relating to each other.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. Our guest has been Fred Golder, Reaching Common Ground, his new book. Be sure to pick it up anywhere you buy your books. We'd love you to pick up Fred's book. And I myself am looking forward to having an opportunity to read it as well. So thank you, Fred. Appreciate having you on, telling us all about it.
I appreciate you having me on, Jonathan. You stay well. Take care.
You as well. And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.